الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين، وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this session of تفسير and Quran or Quran and تفسير. Today we are with one of the very important surahs in the Quran, that is Surah An-Nas. Surah An-Nas, as we explained many times, Surah Al-Makkiyah. And Surah Makkiyah, as we said many times, that it is the surah that descended before Hijrah, and it treats the issues of aqeedah, issues of belief. Allah Ta'ala says in this surah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. We're going to listen to the ayat from the voice of Sheikh Sa'd Al-Harithi, inshallah ta'ala. Sa'd Al-Ghamidi, sorry. And he is one of the very famous narrators. Sorry, one of the very famous reciters. Inshallah ta'ala. Now we hear it once from him, and then we hear it once from Mishari Al-Ifasi with the translation, and then we put our comments on the rulings of Tajweed there, and then inshallah we come to speak about the surah inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
I wish you noticed what he has said. When he said قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُنِ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ, right? We'll come back to that inshallah later on, but I want you to notice now in the first two ayat he connected. See how he connected, and then he spread every ayah from the other. And notice the pronunciation of the last letter of every ayah. Notice now, please. Bismillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahus Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
I will put my comments inshallah later on, but now inshallah we need to listen to the same surah from other reciter with the translation of it inshallah ta'ala.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قل هو الله أحد.
Say, He is Allah, who is one.
الله الصمد.
Allah, the eternal refuge.
لم يلد ولم يولد.
He neither begets nor is born.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Nor is there to him any equivalent.
As you hear now, the surah is recited to you by two famous reciters. One was Sa'd al-Ghamdi, who recited it in a way different from the way of the second reciter, which was Mishari al-Ifasi. When Sa'd al-Ghamdi recited it, he said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ. Notice that. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ. Notice the what Mishari al-Ifasi recited it how. He said, قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد. Notice the difference now. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد. The difference between both, the difference between the two is that Sa'd al-Ghamdi, the first reciter, connected it, and when he connected it, he recited and he uttered the tanween on Ahad. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّهُ الصَّمَدٌ. Here أَحَدٌ, he uttered and declared and pronounced the tanween, while Mishari al-Ifasi recited saying قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. There is no tanween. You can't hear the sound of on ahadun. You don't hear it. Why? It is because in the law of tajweed, when you recite, when you stop by a word that has tanween, you drop the tanween. When you stop there, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, you stop there. But when you recite, when you connect it, you say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدٌ. Here we have something called Idhar, and we spoke about that before. Idhar is when you see tanween or noon sakina followed by hamza, whether it is hamza qat' or hamza wasl. Here you have to pronounce the tanween. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. Why we utter it, why we pronounce it clearly? Because it is followed, the tanween is followed by hamza in the word Allah. Allah, Allah begins with أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ صَمَدُ. While Mishar al-Ifasi recited it with other ruling, in Arid you say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ, when you stop, I mean قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ, you don't say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ like that, you cut it. La, you have to do something called, and I told you that before, something called قلقلة, something called قلقلة. So and قلقلة has five letters, as I told you before, all gathered in two words: قطب جد, قاف, طاء, باء, جيم, and دال. And you see the word أحد here is ended by دال. قل هو الله أحد, أحد, أحد. نعم, قل هو الله أحد. Let me put it back for you by مشار العفاس to see the قلقلة here.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قل هو الله أحد.
Say, He is Allah, who is one.
Did you notice? He said, قل هو الله أحد. Once again.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قل هو الله أحد.
Say, He is Allah, who is one.
So you hear it now, قل هو الله أحد. And if you notice that Sa'd al-Ghamdi would do the same thing with the rest of the surah, other than قل هو الله أحد, he will do the same thing with the other surah. Hear it now.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد لله الصمد.
Did you hear when he said الله الصمد? Because الصمد also ended with دال, which is one of the letters of قلقلة. We'll continue the surah with Sa'd al-Ghamdi and listen to the end of the words.
لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Did you hear? أحد at the end. ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. So the surah ended, the phrases of it are ended with Dal, and Dal is one of the five letters that has sound of Qalqala, which is like this, Ahad, D, like the tongue sticks on the top, on the upper roof, and then drops heavily, Ahad, so the air comes out of the mouth, making a sound. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد, اللَّهُ الصَّمَد, لَمْ يَلِد وَلَمْ يُولَد, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. نعم. These are the rulings of the tajweed of it. Let's come to the ruling of tafsir, or let's come to the tafsir of this surah. Let's see what the Imam said about the surah. Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala says that in his book of tafsir, he said ذكر سبب نزولها وفضلها. Here is the section where we're going to mention the reason why this surah was sent down and the virtue of it. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala reported in his Musnad, or according to Imam al-Kathir, he said that Ahmad told us, or he did not meet Ahmad, but it's yani abbreviation, or it's taken, not abbreviation, but it is taken from the book of Ahmad. Now, anyway, we'll go to the companion. He said, "An Ubay ibn Ka'b." That is a companion. Ubay ibn Ka'b. Ubay ibn Ka'b, al Ansari. From Ubay ibn Ka'b, who said, نعم, from Ubay ibn Ka'b, who said that the mushrikeen said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, O Muhammad, give us the lineage of your Lord, give us the attributes of your Lord, attribute him for us, describe him for us. So Allah Ta'ala immediately sent down to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم this surah, قل, O Muhammad, say, O Muhammad, قل هو الله أحد. Say, O Muhammad, na'am, to all of them. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Say, O Muhammad, he is Allah. He is Allah, the one and only. The one and only. Say, O Muhammad, he is Allah, the one and only. Allahu Samad. Allah, the eternal absolute. Allah, the eternal absolute. As-Samad in Arabic means the one who everyone is in need for his aid and help, but he needs for no one, but he needs for no one. And then Allah Ta'ala attributed him, yani this ayah, this surah contained the refutation to all tribes of kuffar, to all tribes of kuffar. Quraysh, who said Allah is not alone. The Majus, who said that there are other creatures with Allah. Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. And then Quraysh, who said that these idols that they worship are only mediators to Allah. So Allah said, Allah as-Samad. Allah as-Samad. Allah as-Samad. So he is the one who all the creation raise their needs to him, seek their aims, their aids from him. So he, Allah Ta'ala, is the one who bestows everything to the creation, all creation. لم يلد ولم يولد. He begot not, nor is he begotten. So that is a refutation to the Christians and Jew, because the Jew said that Uzair is the son of Allah, one of the prophets of Allah, Uzair, Izra. And the Christians said that Isa is the son of Allah, and both are wrong. Allah Ta'ala said, لم يلد. Allah لم يلد. He begotten not. ولم يولد. Nor is he begotten. So the one who is like that, then he is the God, the only God, not any others. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. And in this is a reputation to all the kuffar, because everyone worships anything besides Allah, then he is claiming that this one is unequal to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala said, and there is none like unto him. None is equal to Allah. None. None. Jesus is not equal to Allah. Isa is not equal to Allah. Uzair is not equal to Allah. Muhammad is not equal to Allah. Jibreel is not equal to Allah. The awliya are not equal to Allah. The jinn are not equal to Allah. The moon, the sun, the stars, the planets, the trees, the stones, the seas, whatsoever is not equal to Allah. Even them all together are not equal to Allah. They are all slaves of Allah. They are all created by Allah. So everything in this universe should only worship Allah. And everything worships Allah definitely. But man and jinn, these two creations, are the only ones who disobeyed Allah and worshipped others. Some of them worship the idols. Some of them worship animals. Some of them worship planets. Some of them worship trees. Some of them worship the angels. Some of them worship prophets and messengers. Some of them worship their own desires. Some of them claim that they are the gods, as Pharaoh, who claimed that he is the God. So man and jinn are the only ones who opposed this fact and this truth that Allah is only one. Allah is the one and the only. No one is equal to Allah. No one is like unto Allah. No one is a relative of Allah. No one is a son of Allah. As Quraysh said, and that's why Allah Ta'ala said, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, refuting Quraysh when they said that the angels are the daughters of Allah. Refuting the Jews who said that Uzair is the son of Allah. Refuting the Christians who said Isa is the son of Allah. So it is not that people come and say that the Arabs only want to oppose the Romans and the Westerns. No. This surah was descended to Quraysh. It was in the Mecca era. So it is before migrating to Medina. It was only between the Quraysh and the Prophet ﷺ. Although there Allah Ta'ala said to them all, Quraysh and the others, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He Allah Ta'ala begotten not, nor is he begotten. So that is a refutation to all who claim that what they worship is a relative of Allah, whether a son or a daughter or a wife. All of them are liars. All of them are liars. It is He, Allah, alone and the only one. Surah Al-Ikhlas, Ya Ikhwan, is one of the very important surahs. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that these three surahs, Al-Ikhlas, and Al-Mu'awwadhatayn, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, are surahs of protection. As He Allah Ta'ala told us that, as the Prophet ﷺ told us that, as in the hadith, as in the adhkar of sleeping, for example. In the adhkar of sleeping, for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that when one of us go to bed, gather his both hands and say Bismillah ar-Rahman. He used to do that. He himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do that. He gathered his hands and recite قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, and he blew air into his hands and wiped over his head, face, chest, hands, whatsoever he can reach of his body, and then he repeats that three times. That is before he sleeps, when he go to bed. When he wake up also, he sallam told us to recite this surah beside yani this surah and the two other quls, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, three times in the morning, three times in the evening, in the evening as well. Naam. So these surahs are very important for every one of us, every one of us, to get the protection from the seen and unseen harms. These surahs are very important. In the hadith, of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sahih al-Bukhari, who said حدثنا محمد وهو الذهلي قال حدثنا أحمد أن أبا الرجال محمد بن عبد الرحمن حدثه عن أمه عمرة بنت عبد الرحمن وكانت في حجر عائشة رضي الله زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رضي الله عنها, عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث رجلا على سرية. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent a man as a leader of a group of of mujahideen, of warriors. وكان يقرأ لأصحابه بصلاتهم. He used to lead the prayer. نعم, it is jama'ah prayer. And he recites in every rak'ah. He recites Fatiha, other surah, and then in every rak'ah he recites قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. In every rak'ah recites Fatiha. Then whatsoever from the Quran, before he goes for ruku, he recites قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. In every rak'ah. So he makes Fatiha and قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Every rak'ah between these two surahs, he can recite any other surah or any other portion of the Quran. His companions, when they returned back to Medina, they went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and complained that this man, and that they saw, they said that they saw the man doing something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not used to do. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, ask him, why did he used to do that? They went to the man and asked him. He said, because it contains the attributes of Allah, of Ar-Rahman. This surah contains the attributes of Ar-Rahman, and I love to read this surah because it has the attributes of Ar-Rahman. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah al-Azim. So the Prophet ﷺ said to them, tell him and inform him that Allah loves him. Allahu Akbar. Look at that. Look at that. Allah loves him. For that he loves this surah because it has the attributes of Allah. What about when you learn the aqidah, which is all about Allah, and you love that, you like it, so Allah loves you. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala increase us in knowledge, iman, honesty, sincerity, certainty, and make us up on the straight path. Wallahu Ta'ala A'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. If you have any question, you kindly please, if you are on Paltalk, raise your hand. If you are on Wizik, type your question and admin purify your attention. Well, inshallah, bring it to Paltalk, as I could not get into Wizik for this class, unfortunately. نعم يا أخوان. Any questions? You only need to raise your hand so we wait. Otherwise, we're gonna, and inshallah, ta'ala, close. وأعلم صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. Assalamu alaikum. What should one do if they miss Salatul Witr? If you miss Salatul Witr, you should pray it in even numbers after the sun rises by minimum 20 minutes after the sun rises. 20 minutes after the sun rises, then you start praying what you missed of Salatul Layl and Witr. And if you if your habit usually to pray 11 rak'ah at night, as the Prophet ﷺ used to do, then you pray 12 as he used to do whenever he used to miss the night prayers. But if you your habit to pray less, then you pray same number, but make it even, not odd numbers. Yani, if you used to pray 9 rak'at every night, then you pray 10. If you used to pray 7, then you pray 8 in the morning. But it is 20 minutes after the sunrise until 20 minutes before zenith, before midday. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. We'll see you inshallah at 11 o'clock this evening with the dars of Aqidah and Al-Qawl Al-Mufid, the explanation of Sharh Kitab Al-Tawheed for Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu.